Segment number two of our Arizona Hour. That's where we give our weekly giveaway. We have two Arizona State Parks passes. Good to any one of the 35 Arizona State Parks, including Catalina State Park. And the interesting thing about that, Catalina State Park will be the May staycation destination. And they have over 5,000 saguaros. With the amount of rain we've had, I think that's going to be a perfect opportunity for some incredible photography of beautiful Catalina Mountains with saguaros in absolute full bloom. So true or false, the Spanish name, the Mescalero Apaches, after the mezcal sand they used to make their clay pots. If you think it's true, text T to 411-923 or F to 411-923, true or false. And between now and the end of this programming segment, we'll pick a random right winner. But this segment, we're going to talk about what's above us. We had the super moon this week, the spring equinox this week. We got Dr. Sky on the line to tell us about everything going on overhead.
And good morning, Romy. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show. Always enjoy it.
How often do we get a super moon and the spring equinox at the same time?
You know, that's unusual, Romy. The answer is back in 1981, we had a spring equinox and the moon at that time, a super moon. And I should define this a little better. A super moon is, of course, when the moon comes closest to the Earth at full. And in astronomy, we call that location and position called perigee. Many listeners may know that. But not since 1981 have we had the coincidence of that supermoon come as close to a vernal equinox, the beginning of spring. Its separation was only about 4 hours. So it's this magical time, the rebirth, as we like to say. But here in Arizona, as you know and the listeners know, we're not as frostbitten as many probably other parts of the country.
And in those supermoon-type things, I mean, your visibility for the rest of the stars out there, it's pretty low. That's a bright moon.
It is. It's amazing how you look at it this way, when the moon is actually closer to us. By the way, this past March moon that we people got to see, and hopefully they did too, some of the clouds on the actual vernal equinox night, about 223,000 miles from the Earth, which is close. So this, in simple terms, Romy, is that this is the last of the supermoons of 2019. We have these supermoons. Every year you'll get maybe a few of these. But in the last year or so, we've had so many back-to-back, just a beautiful sight. And I get so many emails here at Dr. Sky, of course, to talk about, hey, you know, look at that moon, especially when it's rising. And, of course, that's the time for all you fans out there with cameras and binoculars and small telescopes. Of course, you want to get that backlit situation where you see the cacti, the mountain. I mean, it's just spectacular seeing that gigantic orb in the sky, which is only about, again, 223,000 miles away. And if we were to take a journey there by spacecraft, about 3 days away, and if we were to drive at normal highway speeds, whatever that is, probably take us about 135 days.
So with the supermoon and the equinox together in the same week, how is astronomy going to top that coming up? Well, what do we have to look forward to next?
Well, it's kind of hard to top that, but I think everybody needs to know that the best time, in Dr. Sky's opinion and other people who study the sky, is when we realize that we have a new moon. And now, hopefully, with the winter storms hopefully gone and now spring here, my recommendation, Romy, is that as we move toward the end of this particular month, the very last week of March would be a really good time to go out there. And if you live and listening to the show in darker locations, but even people living, let's say, in downtown Phoenix, you get a good opportunity without that moon in the sky. It moves on to last quarter on the 28th. Dr. Sky always recommends that as a pair of binoculars to really enhance your view. So what we have in the sky is we talk about some important things. People can still see the planet Mars. Just look for it high up into the southern part of the sky, just around the time of sunset, more into the southwest as the evening progresses. The planet Mars will be actually moving very close, just below a beautiful star cluster, a little thing called the Pleiades star cluster, often mistaken as the Little Dipper in the sky. And if you look there in the last week, you're going to get to see in a pair of binoculars these amazing stars, these little groupings of stars called the Seven Sisters. And just below it, the planet Mars, the next destination, as we know, at least that's what the world thinks, as far as the next manned mission to another major planet other than going to the moon, a satellite, that can be visible. And then the sky show gets really cool, Romy. In the morning sky, we get to see the planets Jupiter, Saturn, and Venus. So Venus is that bright torch-like object that you see literally into the eastern sky just before sunrise, an amazing planet. And many people don't realize this, but Venus is actually at times the closest planet of all the planets that can get close to the Earth by a distance of maybe somewhere around 25 million miles. Venus, and of course because of the clouds around it, makes for this most magnificent sight, sometimes simply referred to as the morning star, but more appropriately, the planet Venus.
And when's your next Dolly Steamboat event?
You know, Romy, this is good, and I'm glad you asked. We celebrate the night skies here, and if people haven't done this, or if they have, come on back. We'll be doing that on Saturday evening, March the 30th. We sail dockside at 5:30 p.m. 2.5-hour journey. We like to call it the Dr. Sky Cruise to the Cosmos, because at that particular time, as I mentioned before, the moonlight will not interfere. So hopefully we get that beautiful high-pressure system here in the spring, meaning simply beautiful clear skies. Give them a call, 480-827-9144, 480-827-9144. And they're only a brand-new resort that I'm actually starting to work with. I've been asked to start doing some interesting astronomy programs at Castle Hot Springs, probably the oldest, most amazing resort here in Arizona, just a little bit as the crow would fly, maybe to the northwest of, as we see, Lake Pleasant. What an amazing experience, a memorable weekend for people that want to make sure that they book way ahead of time. The organization there and the resort is open, I believe, till May. Then they close for the summer and open up again in October. But what a magnificent place to call home, right, at Romy, Arizona, and our beautiful skies.
It is, and the Dolly Steamboat ride on Apache Lake is incredible. Castle Hot Springs, for a lot of years, it's a fabulous place north of Lake Pleasant. So the answer to today's trivia question is false. Mezcal is a plant. If you answered false, watch your phone. You'll be getting a text back to notify if you were the winner.